Divine Office. Evening Prayer. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Hail, O star of ocean, God's own mother bearest, ever sinless virgin, heaven's portal fairest, taking that sweet Gabriel spoken, Eve's own name reversing, be of peace the token. Break the sinner's fetters, light to blind restoring, all our dispelling, every grace imploring. Show thyself a mother in thy supplication. He will hear who chose thee. Incarnation. Virgin all excelling, passing meek and lowly, win for sinners pardon, make us chaste and holy. As we journey onward, aid our weak endeavor, till we gaze on Jesus and rejoice forever. Father, Son, and Spirit, give we equal glory, equal praise and blessing. Amen.
You are all beautiful, O Mary. In you there is no trace of original sin.
I rejoiced when I heard them say, "Let us go to God's house." And now our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem.
Jerusalem is built as a city, strongly compact. It is there that the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord.
For Israel's law it is, there is to praise the Lord's name. There were set the thrones of judgment of the house of David.
For the peace of Jerusalem pray, peace be to your homes. May peace reign in your walls, in your palaces, peace.
For love of my brethren and friends, I say, peace upon you. For the love of the house of the Lord, I will ask for your good.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
You are all beautiful, O Mary. In you there is no trace of original sin. You are the glory of Jerusalem, the joy of Israel. You are the fairest honor of our race.
If the Lord does not build the house, in vain do its builders labor. If the Lord does not watch over the city, in vain does the watchman keep vigil.
In vain is your earlier rising, your going later to rest, you who toil for the bread you eat, when he pours gifts on his beloved while they slumber.
Truly sons are a gift from the Lord, a blessing the fruit of the womb. Indeed, the sons of youth are like arrows in the hand of a warrior.
Oh, the happiness of the man who has filled his quiver with these arrows. He will have no cause for shame when he disputes with his foes in the gateways.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now,
and will be forever.
Amen.
You are the glory of Jerusalem, the joy of Israel. You are the fairest honor of our race. The robe you wear is white as spotless snow. Your face is radiant like the sun.
Praise be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens.
God chose us in him before the world began to be holy and blameless in his sight.
He predestined us to be his adopted sons through Jesus Christ. Such was his will and pleasure that all might praise the glorious favour he has bestowed on us in his beloved.
In him and through his blood we have been redeemed and our sins forgiven. So immeasurably generous is God's favour to us.
God has given us the wisdom to understand fully the mystery, the plan he was pleased to decree in Christ.
A plan to be carried out in Christ in the fullness of time, to bring all things into one in him, in the heavens and on earth.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The robe you wear is white as spotless snow. Your face is radiant like the sun. From a letter to the Romans. Despite the increase of sin, grace has far surpassed it, so that, as sin reigned through death, grace may reign by way of justice, leading to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The Word of the Lord. By this I know you have chosen me. By this I know you have chosen me. You have not let my enemy triumph over me. You have chosen me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. By this I know you have chosen me. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. And blessed is the fruit of your womb. Alleluia.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers,
to Abraham and his children forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Alleluia.
Let us praise God, our Almighty Father, who wished that Mary, his son's mother, be celebrated by each generation. Now in need, we ask,
Mary, full of grace, intercede for us.
O God, worker of miracles, you made the Immaculate Virgin Mary share body and soul in your Son's glory in heaven.
Direct the hearts of your children to that same glory.
Mary, full of grace, intercede for us.
You made Mary our mother. Through her intercession, grant strength to the weak, comfort to the sorrowing, pardon to sinners,
salvation and peace to all.
Mary, full of grace, intercede for us.
You made Mary full of grace.
Grant all men the joyful abundance of your grace.
Mary, full of grace, intercede for us.
Make your church of one mind and one heart in love.
And help all those who believe to be one in prayer with Mary, the Mother of Jesus.
Mary, full of grace, intercede for us.
You crowned Mary Queen of Heaven.
May all the dead rejoice in your kingdom with the saints forever.
Mary, full of grace, intercede for us.
Now let us offer the prayer Christ has given us as the model for all prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who by the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin prepared a worthy dwelling for your Son, grant, we pray, that as you preserved her from every stain by virtue of the death of your Son, which you foresaw, so through her intercession we too may be cleansed and admitted to your presence. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.